All right. Oh, it's a spicy one coming, boys. We better be spicy.
I think I got it all out last night, though. I don't know if I can.
Oh, you did. I was so surprised. I was like, oh, snap, I got to defend myself. Or just like one good trait, Tim, you know, like gamble Chris. And I was like, I didn't know how to like defend myself. All right, here we go. Save that for the actual podcast. Hey, guys, in today's episode, I say my farewell to the 757 League and probably this podcast.
Welcome to the Coach and Commish Podcast. No, not Adam Gase, and definitely not Roger Goodell. It's Chris and Sean breaking down fantasy football for the everyday man.
Welcome back. You're here with Insert Replacement and the Commish. I'm Chris, and this is Sean to my right. And today, we have three words in the dock. But we got some beef to take care of between Sean and I. And let's say, at the least, I am on probation. I'm on probation for a while. Sean, I'm just going to toss this over to you. I'm going to let you set this up so there's no bias coming from me. I'm going to let the commissioner of the local league. You are the unbiased source.
Besides being in the league and you giving Tim a better shot at the championship.
All right, Sean, it's all you. What happened last night? What happened?
I mean, that's the question I'm going to pose to you. But the three words in our doc are Chris is dumb, because I thought that I had a very smart analyst next to me. I mean, it's been a little sketchy lately with his start sit picks.
Brilliant. Outside of start sits.
I think things are just, you know, falling apart with being at the bottom of the league. It's not good for his mental fantasy health. So
maybe not.
We had a trade go down in our league, and needless to say, there was a few people in our league that were not happy with the trade. And this has happened before with a certain individual, Dr. Tim James, who
not
seems
MD.
To take advantage of these situations. And the trade was Tim received Marquise Brown, Miles Gaskin, Jerry Jeudy. Oh, that's a pretty good crop of guys. You know, he must have given up somebody good.
It's
for
a good
that.
Overhaul.
And Chris, you know, for all that, got Cam Akers and Rashad Bateman. So that is the trade that is in question. I was unpleased with it because I feel like we preach on this podcast, you don't give up on a season. The man's not giving up on the season, but this is absolutely a play for next year. My biggest issue, and I think are probably here, there's two points that I think where we completely differ on this trade, which is you believe that Cam Akers has a legitimate shot to be what he was going to be last year, like be a top five running back next year.
It's a gamble, yeah. It's a gamble there coming back. The report's coming out. He's ready to go into full workload in January, mid-January. Not saying he's coming back in the playoffs or anything like that, but he's going to be a little bit ahead of schedule.
So that's where I disagree. I just think that history has shown us. Now, the doctor, who was part of the trade and is very biased, said that he believes that our medical advance has come to where now it's possible for a running back to come back from an Achilles injury. That has not happened in the NFL. There's not one player who's gone off of the Achilles and come back. There was, you know, Aaron Foster at the end of his career. You know, we thought maybe it was an older guy thing. Mac Jones, or not Mac Jones, the Indianapolis.
Talking about Naheem Hines?
No. Mac. Something Mac.
Oh, okay. I'm blanking too. I'm thinking
anyways,
about that.
You out there know Marlon Mack, the guy Marlon who's on Mack. The sleeper all the time. For
yes.
How does this affect Marlon Mack?
Yeah.
So how does this, you know, trade affect Marlon Mack? No. The Achilles injury is just something that we thought only, you know, the old guys weren't coming back from. But then we had Deonta Foreman, which, to his credit, he is now back in the NFL.
Right.
But I would not say that he is worth keeping. So the big drive was the keeper for him. And then the other part of this, I think, that we really disagree on is that you severely overrate or underrate Marquise Brown and Rashad Bateman, or a little bit of both.
I would say, if you look at it, just Google Rashad Bateman. And I did that today to back me up. And just coming off of this weekend, off of that terrible display they had against the Dolphins, a lot of articles coming up of people loving Rashad Bateman. You looked out, pulled out, some guys love him rest of season to be at worst comparable with Hollywood, because they show that they can both survive in the offense together. Again, we're talking no running backs, Baltimore, right? So who knows what next year is. Right now there's a lot of passing going on. But Bateman, he runs better routes down in the route tree up the field. You know, he's getting further down. He might be a little bit better on that side, but their catches are about the same. Targets, a little more to Hollywood. But looking at the last 2 weeks and what some people are projecting, how they're going to mesh together, they're both B options to Mark Andrews, in my opinion. Mark Andrews is still the favorite of, you know, Lamar Jackson. But I like a little better Rashad Bateman to Hollywood Brown. Hollywood, or Marquise, whatever you want to call him today, he got a ton of those points that put him in top 10 wide receiver status because there wasn't that other receiver outside of, you know, Mark Andrews. Now that Bateman's in, they're showing that both are getting the ball. I think they're going to be at, you know, pretty much comparable rest of the season. And I just like Bateman's upside a little bit more.
So, I mean, I'm not going to argue that I don't really like Marquise Brown that much. I think that a lot of the arguments you've made are correct. But just so those analysts that you've been reading these articles on, we're looking at Fantasy Pros, which is the combined thing, and we have the wide receiver 11 this week is Marquise Brown. Mm-hmm. And let's keep scrolling and keep scrolling and keep... Oh, wide receiver 30 is Rashad Bateman for this upcoming week, which is apparently so much upside.
Well, he keeps ticking up higher and higher each week. So in those same articles that you're reading, those are the same writers saying... Pick him up. He's a flex option.
And that's my next point. Thank you.
He could be up to wide receiver
two. Pick him up. So we're talking about a player that's... We're going to advise you on waiver wire pickups, and you should probably pick up Marquise Brown. Or
Rashad Bateman.
Not Marquise Brown. Sorry. He's definitely not on the waiver wire. But Rashad Bateman is on your waiver wire to show you the value of this man's talent right now. I don't know. I don't like the going for next season before this season's over. I don't know. I just didn't sit right with me. And, you know, on top of this, we haven't even talked to Jerry Jeudy, who's one of my favorite players, and he was also given up in the trade. Miles Gaskin's more of a throw-in. I don't care that much about that, but it is a running back that's getting 15-plus touches a week.
Right.
Thrown on top of that. So, yeah, I mean, it's really just the Cam Akers thing. He believes Cam Akers will come back and be a keeper option, and I believe there is no way that's going to happen.
Well, it's just a wheeling and dealing thing. Like, this guy was this close to veto a trade. He was extremely close.
I was not.
From it.
He
paused. He paused for a minute. Everyone was like, yep, he's going to lose his mind and veto this. But I look at it this way. When I got those three players from LaRoyce for DK Metcalf, which I made earlier
evening. We didn't even get into that.
Yeah.
The man traded away DK
traded
Metcalf
away
as a keeper.
DK Metcalf, I get down to these three. We talked about this trade about a week or two ago. I was like, you know what? Hey, I like that. Better stack for LaRoyce. Get my three guys here. And then when I got those three, I reached out to two other guys in the league looking for running back help. I was like, maybe I can get some help here. Things didn't pan out, rightly so. And then I just remembered, hey, Tim was asking for a receiver help a couple weeks ago. I got more than enough guys. I'm going to have to cut guys here now. So let me go see what I can get from them. And then it just popped up in my mind. I'm like, why don't I make a play for Cam Akers? And then originally, we were looking at the trade talks, and I was like, I need something back in play. So we went back and forth a couple of times. And I like where my roster currently is. It just got to wait a week or two where it's going. But I got guys coming off the IR, off the bench, that I probably don't want. Having Gaskin just stinks. But having all these wide receivers, I'm going to be playing the whole roulette, just seeing, okay, Jerry Jeudy, Hollywood. All right, Calvin Ridley comes back. He's eligible after next week. What's going to happen with some of my depth? Devontae Smith has had two 20-point games. Jefferson just came back into the lineup as in relevancy in fantasy because he's getting a couple 100-yard games. I'm like, I'm going to not use any of these guys here. And I totally thought trade deadline was last time. that was a foolish thing I forgot about. I think something
in
my mind.
Because the man who announced it on our podcast that it's next week.
It was next week. And I thought, oh, tonight's the night. So I'm over there moving. I was like, I'm going to make some moves. Now, because if I don't go for somebody that I want now, I've got extra help that is going to be pick up for all these other guys in our league. So I was trying to flip for two other backs, didn't get it. So I look at it, I gamble for next year in Cam Akers, and I still got an extremely playable lineup this season. And yeah, I got these guys, I got into trading, I completely sent them back out. When it comes to Tim, he makes good money there with Marquise Brown coming in. Jerry Jeudy is someone that, yes, we both liked, but I'm worried about just it hasn't been clicking there for Bridgewater as their schedule gets a little tougher. They're playing guys, maybe a little better defensive backs. So I think you see Tim definitely starting Hollywood and then him flipping a coin on Jerry Jeudy sitting on his bench.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the great part about fantasy football. We're going to see that Chris is very wrong and that he's the worst trade and possibly in the history of our league. And apparently you agree with us because our Facebook... I wish we had more people because I only have...
It's like, what, 7 people voted?
Yeah. I have 100%. We're not going to say the number of people that voted, but 100% have said that Tim won that trade.
Oh, yeah, he definitely...
I clarified keeper. I did not... I could have just put...
He put it in straight up.
I was like, keeper, because that's important.
You look at it. I'll say it here. Tim, you won the trade. Everybody knows you won the trade. I made the gamble for next year. That's where it was. Wasn't tanking. Wasn't putting in a lineup there yet. Helps the person that's in the playoff mix. But I'm also still, the great thing about this league, and I was telling Tim as I was making that trade, because I talking about bringing back Bateman and stuff, because he was asking for some others. I was like, no, I got to have a playable lineup to get me the number one pick. So if you're listening outside of this, right, do this as well as your league. You can't tank for the number one pick. You have to go in and win the consolation, you know, bracket.
Yeah, that's a fun little thing we've changed this year. We may have talked about it in our rules one, but yeah, we've decided to do, at least if you play in sleeper, they have a consolation bracket, which is, you know, they call it the toilet bowl, and you kind of go for the worst. You try to win. But in our league, we're going to make that the way that if you win that of the best of the worst, then you're going to get the first pick rather than, you know, tanking.
And that just gives you something more to carry.
Hey, you got thrown the Phil card there from Morgan.
I'm right there with my boy. Oh, man, Morgan, man. It's hilarious to wake up to some of his comments this morning. But it goes, I got a lineup that's probably going to produce finally in a week or two. And guess what? I got to go out there and perform and win games for the number one pick. But I just saw an opportunity.
Water bet.
To grab.
I'm hearing.
I'm hearing water bet.
I'm hearing water bet for Marquise Brown for Rashad Bateman rest of season.
Rest of season?
Yeah.
Okay. Water. It's going to be January, bro. It's going to be December. No, you know what? Hey, most of the league, you guys are invited to my bachelor party, right?
It's true.
You want to see it, we're going to hold the water bet that day.
Let's do it. January 7th, 8th,
whatever we get most of the guys on, that Friday or Saturday, that'll be the water bet.
All right. The other water bet I could do is Cam Akers top 10 running back next year.
Too far in the future. Let me cry later if that happens.
All right.
So, guys, that's really what we wanted to discuss out there. In our local league, if I am totally off, just put it in the chat. If you're not thinking the Cam Akers the way I'm thinking, put it in there. Some of you guys have. Some of you guys are holding back. Some of you guys silently tell me, hey, go you. I like your trade. Put it in the chat. It's okay. You won't hurt my feelings. Sean only choked me for 10 seconds when I walked in the door. It was okay. After that, we embraced.
And then quickly here, we will mention there was another trade that was just completed in our league. We had Josh Jacobs for DeAndre Hopkins, your brother and Andy. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that trade? Not that
I was going to ask you this. What do you think about DeAndre Hopkins and his hamstring injury?
I don't know. I have him in Jake's league, and it's not been fun. It reminds me of the Julio type thing where he's getting older, starting to have this reoccurring hamstring injury. They've been careful enough with him that I would hope that when he comes back, hopefully this week, fingers crossed, that he'll be a usable asset. But yeah, it's been frustrating. I have him, like I said, in another league, and it's...
It is. He, what, had 1-2 big games?
Mm-hmm.
And
he's been good. I mean, mm-hmm. to be honest, I thought it was feeling being in the feels of having him. I thought it was a worse season, and then I looked.
But it's
and he not, was he's been good when he's been on the field.
It's not the Hopkins of the year before and the Texans.
It's not. Yeah, it's not the target monster.
Texans Hopkins.
You think he's? You know, you're used to that him getting the full target share, but they're not doing that. But they're good enough offense that I think if he can get back and be healthy, then he's going to be a good piece. I don't mind that trade that much.
I feel like it filled both needs for teams. I looked over and I was like, why is Mike giving up Hopkins this early? And I look at him, he's struggling without Nick Chubb, and then the running backs after that are not fun to have.
Yeah.
So, and then Hopkins fills in. So both these guys, both these teams are still in the playoff hunt. So they're filling needs. It looks a little weird sometimes namesake with Hopkins, but Jacobs is playing a little better there in Vegas, and I don't know what offense they're going to do post Gruden. They looked a little bit of a mess this past Sunday.
Yep. So the last thing we'll mention here is Tim, you better be on watch because I think it's 3 strikes you're out. This is now 2 trades that the league has been an upheaval for you taking advantage of the weak last place teams.
Yeah. So I mean, like I said, I was still waiting, Tim. I gave you all
Andy
the numbers.
Andy hasn't recovered yet, by the way, so I hope you're all right next season.
Well, I gave him all my routing information, so I'm just waiting for that doctor money, Tim, to come to me. Something nice. Yeah,
that was one of Morgan's comments. What did you... You promise to take this guy out to dinner and watch some football with him? What's going on here?
like Tim's blessing me with his company. That's what Morgan gives a trade for. Oh, you're going to go watch the game together? I was like, nah, what do you got? Something
for him?
Oh,
he said Qdoba's. That's the highest compliment you can get from
Qdoba's.
Morgan.
Qdoba's. No, I'm a Moe's guy.
Oh!
Fire!
As if Morgan didn't
Shots
like you
fired.
Enough before, so...
All right, guys, that's it for our local podcast. As you can tell, I'm still alive. If you don't hear from me later, check on me.
All right. See you guys.
Deuces.
Thanks for listening to the Coach and Commish podcast. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Coach and Commish. And join our Facebook group called Fantasy Football Advice with the Coach and Commish for direct access to weekly waiver wire and start sit advice.